Welcome, listeners, to our bonus episode review on Parasite.
Full time or so? What's going on? Is it okay with you?
Dasung이는 완전 예술가 체질인데.
그래서 그런 건지 그동안 미술쌤도 여러 명 바꿔가면서 해봤는데요.
제가 사람 하나가 휙 하고 떠올랐는데
근데 지금 진짜로 이상한 게 뭔 것 같아?
So, Parasite, the Palme d'Or winner at Cannes this year, got an early release in Australia, so...
Shock horror.
So we thought,
about
why
time.
The hell not? Let's go and check this out before all the Americans get to see it. And But this is directed by Bong Joon-ho.
Nice.
Who did Memories of Murder. Do you remember seeing that?
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
Yes, Snowpiercer, which I haven't seen.
It is Snowpiercer.
Yeah, he did.
That's good.
He also did Okja, which is okay. I didn't mind Okja.
I never saw it.
But let's go through a bit of the cast here. We've got Kang Ho Song, Sun Kyun Lee, Yoo Jong Jo, Woo Sik Choi.
I think they're the main players there, Hendo.
Yes, there are a couple of other people in there, but yeah, I guess they are the big main players there.
All right, the plot of this film, if you didn't already know, is about an extremely poor family in South Korea and basically looking at what they can do to just get by in life. You know what? We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Shall we?
I honestly think that's more
super
than enough.
Poor. How are they going to get by in life? That is the plot of this film.
And I will say, if you haven't seen the trailer yet, just don't. Just go in blind. I mean, I saw it, but I completely forgot everything about it.
Yep.
So just go into this film with as little knowledge as possible. That being said, you're listening to us right now just to talk about this movie, but we'll keep this spoiler-free. Yeah,
very spoiler-free.
If you want to do a little spoiler-free section, a spoiler-filled section at the end.
Oh, we're definitely doing a spoiler-filled section at the end.
But the majority of this will be a spoiler-free section for anyone out there who hasn't seen it, which is a lot of people. So, Dean, what did you think of Parasite?
I absolutely loved it. It was one of those films that once I saw it, I just, you just want to talk about it. You know, it is such a breath of fresh air. I was looking at the films I've watched this year, and yeah, there's some good films come out, but as Hendo has said before, it's actually a pretty weak year.
Mm-hmm.
So to have this film, and like having heard so much high praise about this film.
Yeah, this is the current highest rated film on Letterboxd as well for the year.
It's currently sitting at 8.5 on IMDb as well. So very, very high ranking. So I did go in with a pretty decently high expectations, and they were met.
Like,
the film, what really blows me away is the cinematography. I think the look of this film is absolutely gorgeous. The score as well, fantastic. What do you think of it, Hendo?
I agree completely.
Yeah.
This film was so good. It blew me away. I want to see it again immediately.
Yeah, I was planning on going to see it again, actually. It's very, there's a lot going on in this film.
It goes places I'd never expected it to go. You mentioned the cinematography and the score. I agree completely, especially the cinematography in this very, it's very luscious and green in certain areas of the film, but then it also contrasts with just, slummy, scummy areas. You know what I mean?
Oh, the contrast is one of the better things about this film as well. Like you see such poor conditions. Like as poor as you can imagine is basically, I mean, it's not bloody, the slums in Rio, but it's not far from it.
This
film does a great job
in showing the dualities between various levels of class system, like the poor and the rich, and how each one interacts and feeds off each other, like in good and bad ways as well, on both sides.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
And seeing these characters deal with other classes throughout this movie is so enjoyable and rewarding because you're on board with these super poor people.
Yeah. I think the acting from all four of these people in the family are sensational. Like, they feed off each other so well. They feel like a real family.
Yeah, that's a great point. They really do. They have great chemistry together. The dynamic as well. Like, they all play a role, a very different and unique role in this family.
Yes. Yeah, no one is more outshined than the other. They all work together cohesively.
Yeah, they all are very tight and, you know, they work for each other.
Yeah, and some of the things they do in this film to get ahead, man, it's not like it's morally, it's not that good, but it's so enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of these performances because even though, as you say, some of the things are morally questionable, because you like them so much, you want them to succeed. You want them to do well. You want their, you know, little games to all succeed and you want them to win. So it's quite interesting sort of seeing that play out in this film.
Hmm. I love its simplistic nature of at least, I guess, what, the first half or so, and just how normal this movie kind of feels. Like it's not a, you know, Avengers Endgame big superhero film. This is a very down-to-earth film until it's not, I guess I could say. It turns and it's the midway point and the, you know, the stuff that we're not talking about right now, it elevates this film. It goes places I never expected this film to go.
Yeah. I think what I would sum that up in basically, it's unpredictable.
Yeah, absolutely unpredictable.
You never know where this film's going to go. And if you start to think you do,
they do something
completely different.
Yep, you're absolutely
wrong. Like, oh, holy shit.
I can definitely see why it won the Palme d'Or at Cannes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Bong Joon-ho has made a fantastic film. I'm going to be watching this again. Like, for me right now, it's 4.5. I'm trying not to give out 5 stars straight away.
Oh, wow. You're looking at 5, are you?
I'm going to see it again to give, you know, my official rating, but I don't want to jump at the bat and go, right, this is a 5.
That's super high.
I love this film so much. Like, I
oh, wow. You like it more than me then.
Yeah. What, do you give it 4.5?
No, I give it 4.
Okay.
I give it a 4. It's a strong 4. Don't get me wrong. I did sort of about 4.5, but I think maybe on a rewatch I'll get there. But it's just, I don't know, like, it's a very, very good film.
There's so much to, I guess, break down in this film and discuss that we're not discussing right now. We're trying to keep this as vague as possible. I could definitely see this being one of those films where people say, well, when people say, oh, I don't watch foreign films, you know, they're not for me. Too much subtitles and it's just, you know, I'm more into, they just like English films. Like, no, this is one of these foreign films you need to see because it just gets you. Like, I cannot believe how much I enjoyed this film and how much I want to see it again. So quickly.
Hmm. Yeah, we both agree. Definitely a standout for definitely foreign films this year and for you, films in general. So it's great watching it, but I think that really is all we can say before we step ever so gently over into that spoiler-filled section. So why don't we go there now, Hendo?
After this, there is no turning back.
I strongly recommend caution.
I think we were pretty good in not spoiling much at all in that first part.
I think we were fine.
Now we're going to get into it.
Yeah, you're talking about like a holy shit moment in the middle, were you?
Yeah.
What was that?
The whole reveal that the housekeeper has her husband downstairs in the basement.
Okay. Yep.
Like there's a secret basement, he's been there down this whole time.
That scene, and that's a very long scene.
Oh, yeah.
That is, like, I was watching, I was like, man, this scene's been going for ages and it's great.
Yes.
Like, you're looking at it, like, this housekeeper who just presents as perfect to have this guy down there that she... And you know what? You know the bit I love the most? Where you've got this boy who's... They think he's schizophrenic.
Yeah.
You know, he's so jumpy and scared and he plays up and...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The reveal that the reason this happened is because he saw a ghost, which turns out to be the housekeeper's husband.
That flashback to when he saw the eyes, that freaked the fuck out of me. He's
genius.
It was so good.
I love the way, like, there's no loose ties in this movie.
No.
Everything has a reason, a purpose. It all comes back onto itself. It's, yeah, that whole secret compartment down there is great. And even the image, that gorgeous image of the, like, orange shelves either side of just blackness.
Yeah.
This black hole in the middle going down towards the basement. Like, they could have had a door. They could have had some sort of light there. Nah, it is this black hole where things just disappear into, which is what happens.
The constant back and forth, particularly at this point, where the family are home, they're hiding in different places, the housekeeper is trying to get back upstairs, and they're trying to balance this whole act at the moment. It's just, I just didn't know where I was going to go. Like, I thought, were they going to get found out here? What is going to happen here? I was just so on the edge of my seat. you know, when they're all under the table and they're, oh, yeah, well, let's just go to sleep here. Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Even when they're crawling away and the kid wakes up and he's just frozen there in the middle of the ground. And I'm like, oh, like, he did.
Yeah.
It was insane. Like, I enjoyed this film so much. The use of, like, the Morse code on the light at the start. This is what I want to go back and watch all these things to pick up. What was happening prior to knowing that they would that the guy was downstairs?
That's such a weird reveal as well, because you see so often these lights automatically supposedly turn on every time someone walks in. No, it's this guy downstairs just banging his head on the light switch.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, the sensor's playing up. Like, no, he's bashing in some Morse code for some help or something. Oh, man, that was so good.
Mm. Yeah, that ending where the son realizes that the dad's still there. Oh, actually, the ending where he says, oh, I'm going to make all this money and do all this.
Yeah.
It lost me a bit there. I wasn't a huge fan of that.
Of his dream.
His dream.
I know, you're not a big fan of dreams.
But I was really glad it was a dream.
Yeah, it would have.
I legit thought that was all real happening. Like, we hadn't seen any other dreams in this film. I thought all that was happening.
That would have been a cop out.
And I was like, oh, wow, this is really odd.
I'm glad that wasn't real.
Yeah, then they brought it back to reality, which was much. Much better, but
I think we missed a big portion of this film when the guy escapes, comes upstairs.
Yeah, that was
when he smashed the kid's head in with the rock. I was like, wow, they just killed this kid. Like,
yeah, but they didn't. Like,
yeah,
I actually think that scene's probably my least favorite bit of the film.
I wouldn't have minded it almost if he didn't hit him again.
It almost took it too far for me. You know, like this super violent ending. I was like, gee, it's. Like, I get the motivations are all there. You can see all these characters behaving in exactly the way they behaved. Maybe the father killing the other.
No, I want to talk about that because that is
the house. That is a bit far fetched.
That is shown throughout this film.
No, like I get it. I see the steps they've put in to lead there.
That was like, a big build up throughout the film.
The whole like smell thing.
Yeah,
that was great. And then you see the woman in the back of the car like covering her the nose. Yep. And he's obviously offended by that and everything.
And it's just the build up, the constant build up of it, and he just snaps. His daughter's dead in his hands, and this guy's still doing this.
The problem is the father. And the entire family, they're all such nice people. There's not like there's any motivation for them to be aggressive towards them. They're all great, loving, nice people. Because I thought, honestly...
I wouldn't go that far. These people are kind of bad people for what they've done to these other people to lose their jobs and take over this house.
Well, not really, because you're not seeing it from their perspective.
They're still doing morally questionable things here.
Oh, I actually think we're talking about a different family here. I'm talking about the rich family.
Oh, okay. Yep. Sorry. I was talking about the poor family.
No, the poor family, fucking, they are doing terrible
things. Yes. Okay, cool. I was just thinking they're going,
these are not nice, loving people by any stretch. These are selfish. I mean, they're out for the family, but they're incredibly selfish people who will do anything to get ahead.
Yeah.
And you think about, and honestly, one of the best bits as well, and I feel like I've said one of the best things about this film way too many times, but when you start to realize that they're implanting each family member in.
That was so good.
And the way they get rid of each person there.
That whole brilliant thing with the peach on the housekeeper was so good. I loved it.
Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah, it really was. Like, not just the story and where it goes and the twists and turns that I just never saw coming, but the direction from Bong Joon-ho, the cinematography. Oh, man, it looks so good.
That house is incredible.
Yeah, fantastic. And every time, shot.
I think what made it so much better as well is because you've spent the start of the film in filth.
Yeah.
In this slummy area where
you see some guy just taking a piss right at the front of the house.
They go to the other extreme. It's not like it's a middle class. This is upper class housing here. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this again and just go back and find the bits that I missed. Look at it now from the perspective of what I know is about to happen. I think it's going to be, really great film again.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to do it. So, Parasite, for now, it's 4.5 from me and a 4 from you.
Exactly.
All right. So, thank you very much, everyone, for checking out this bonus episode on Parasite. And we'll see you soon for Mad Max Fury Road.
Bye. We'll be right back.